Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namanya Nantasya Hata Trapa Patam Guyani Badrani Kritani Chasmaran Gang Paryatang Stushta Managatta Spriha Kalang Pratikshan Vimado Vimatsara. This is a statement by Narada Muni in a conversation he had with his spiritual master Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva inquired from his spiritual master how he became self-realized. Narada told the story how after the death of his mother at the age of 5, he began to travel. Prior to his mother's death, he was serving Bhakti Vedantas, great devotees who were staying in a dharmshala where his mother was a simple maidservant. And the 5-year-old boy was engaged in cleaning the dishes and doing all kinds of material, menial tasks for the sadhus. And once on permission, he asked to eat the remnants. And Narada tells Vyasadeva, as soon as he ate the remnants of the devotee's plate, something happened. He had a complete change of heart. And he became attracted to the sages. And he would listen to their discussions. We hear in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 4 nutshell verses of Bhagavad Gita, how the devotees derive great satisfaction and bliss talking about Krishna, conversing, and sharing their realizations. Prabhupada in one place says, just like scientists share their scientific discoveries. So devotees do that. They share their experiences. So the Bhaktivedantas taught Narada some bhakti yoga, meditation, but it was bhakti yoga. So after the death of his mother, she went out to milk the cow and she got bit by a snake. Figuratively means the serpent of time, which is there for all of us. Whenever there is a memorial service or a funeral service, we're always reminded, you're next, I'm next. The serpent of time is coming for each and every one of us, no exceptions. So Narada traveled a long distance and he sat down underneath a tree and he did exactly as the Bhaktivedantas had instructed him. Meditation in bhakti. And lo and behold, the Lord actually appeared to Narada. It wasn't a vision, but the Lord actually appeared. And Narada explains to his guru, at that time, I couldn't make a distinction between me and the Lord. And all my limbs were separately enlivened. But then, all of a sudden, the form disappeared. So Narada quickly, I gotta try again. So he did the same technique, but the Lord didn't appear. He tried again and again, no matter how hard he tried, the Lord would not appear. Then he heard a voice.
Narada.
The Lord said to Narad, "You're not going to see me again in this lifetime. You're going to spend the rest of your life hankering to see me because I showed you my form once. And there's nothing superior to my form. I've shown you my form once. Now what's going to happen? For the rest of your life, you're going to be hankering to see that form. And by that hankering, you'll become purified." So that's exactly what happened. From that age of 5, for the rest of his life, all Narada could do was hanker for, "I need to see that form again. It was so wonderful an experience." Then, as Narada is telling his spiritual master, "The day came when I had to give up this body." And he took his next birth as the great saint, Narada Muni. And it was mentioned already, the bhajan composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about Narada Muni was Viduraji's favorite. So Narada is telling more about his situation, self-realization, the great Narada Muni, that he has been given an instrument, the veena, but this instrument, unlike any other instrument, was given to him directly by Krishna. I have maybe 20 guitars in my home, but not given by Krishna. We have harmonium, but can anybody say, "Oh yes, my instrument is..." No, Narada can say that. And my guitar is pling, pling, plunk, plunk. But when Narada plays his veena, what comes out? Radhika Ramana. Everyone say. That wasn't loud enough. One more. Now so that Newt Gingrich can hear. He didn't hear that. Come on. That's for you, Newt. So Narada is explaining to Vyasadeva his situation. And for me, the verse that I chanted, here's the translation, which for me gives me great encouragement. For me, being encouraged in devotional service is the name of the game. Living a life of Krishna consciousness, right, Suvas, it's not a bed of roses, is it? It's not a walk in the park. It's hard. The road outside of the Krishna Balaram Mandir is called Bhaktivedanta Marg, the path of Bhaktivedanta. To stay on that path, you have to be tough. You have to be tough to resist the charms, the allurements, the attacks of Maya. But if you stay fixed at the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, then you can be successful. So this statement by Narada gives me great hope, encouragement, and enthusiasm. Please repeat. So this is Narada speaking to Vyasadeva. Please repeat. Thus I began. Chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. So, this statement by Narada, hopefully it enthuses you. So what's he saying? He began to chant the holy name by repeated recitation. Whenever my wife and I visit my father, he's also in the same age bracket as Vidura, 90s. We've been seeing him for how many years? Every time. Why you keep saying that same thing over and over again? He doesn't understand. Yes, it must be repeated recitation. And any of us here who have been doing it, you know why. You know why you chant the Hare Krishna mantra over and over again. Why? He said it. Benedictory. You get so much blessings when you repeatedly recite. Maybe you recite Bhagavad Gita or Vishnu Sahasranam. But according to Lord Chaitanya, we should be repeatedly reciting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And this is one of the things I really like. Ignoring all the formalities of the material world. You've got to get to that stage. Otherwise, you can't make it as a devotee. If you're worried about what people think, you won't survive. Those who have done book distribution for years on end, it's not that everybody says, oh, thank you so much. Right, Bhrigupati? Sometimes you have to withstand a lot of abuse, don't you? I remember in the early days going out on Harinam parties. You'd be trying to chant nicely, I'll get a job, you bum. So you have to ignore the formalities of the material, right? We don't dress like they dress. I don't see that the dhoti and kurta has become the fashion. I don't see it on the cover of any fashion magazines. Right? Especially in the 70s, people would... Even myself, the first time I saw a devotee, I thought, oh, somebody has come from Mars. So... you have to ignore the formalities of this material world if you really want to become absorbed in hearing and chanting. Such chanting and remembering is benedictory. Yes, it's benedictory for yourself and for anyone who also hears you. That's why we chant out loud. We are chanting out loud for ourselves and for others. Actually, we are the most merciful. We are the most merciful because, unlike yogis, yogis are only concerned with themselves. But chanters, they're concerned with everyone. We'll chant for anyone. One time, maybe about 10 years ago, I was sitting in the morning outside Swabasa's apartment. And I was chanting japa, maybe it was 6:30. A mosquito came. So I said, okay, Mr. Mosquito, take prasad. So I watched the mosquito, and he has his nozzle, and he stuck it in. And meanwhile, I'm chanting to Mr. Mosquito, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm watching him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then I see the blood coming out. And his body is like a syringe. So when his syringe body is full of blood, he gets like intoxicated and flies off. So all the while I was saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We'll chant for anyone. We get benedicted. I'm sure Mr. Mosquito got benedicted because I've been a devotee for how many years, so there's prasadam flowing through my veins. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. Narada Muni is my idol. I've said it many, many times. Like Narada Muni, he says, I traveled all over the earth. I too want to travel all over the earth. And it has been my experience, as I travel all over the earth, doing what Narada Muni is, chanting, ignoring the formalities, remembering, preaching, right? Yes, you become fully satisfied. Right now, I am fully, how many of you fully satisfied now? Yes, you should be. If you are a devotee, you should be fully satisfied. There's a famous story. Prabhupada had one servant, and one day Prabhupada called the servant, you should go away. This strange Prabhupada would say, yeah, you should go away. You're always morose. So devotees should be happy, but you're always morose. Go anywhere you like, but you shouldn't stay here. That's a devotee. Was Vidura, he was serious, but you even said, Krishna Prem and Swabhas, very jolly, wasn't he? Serious, no nonsense, right? If you just, hey, right? You know, no holds barred. But at the same time, very, very jolly, jovial by nature. That's a devotee. Devotee should be jolly, prasanatma. Fully satisfied. Ah, Narada reminds us the same thing Lord Chaitanya says, humble. This is supposed to be our ornament as devotees. We wear it around our neck for constant remembrance. How humble? Sky's the limit. You're entitled to be as humble as you like. Yeah, go ahead. Actually, there should be a competition. Who can be the most humble? In the material, it's just the opposite. Who can be the biggest, strongest, proudest, powerful? But this is the spiritual world. We have competition. Who can be the humblest? And last one, unenvious. The original sin, envy of God. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And because I'm envious of God, I'm envious of everything in relation to God. Well, that's everything. Because nothing is separate from God. This material world doesn't belong to China yet. But actually this world is claimed as Krishna's property. What to speak of the universe? Everything, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everything is Krishna's. So to be unenvious, right? Unenvious, therefore, I simply should take satisfaction. I am nothing more, nothing less than the insignificant servant of the servant of the servant of God. Then I can be happy. Just, that's what I am. Right? Why pretend to be something else? No. That's what I am. Jai. Hari Bol. And follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. Prabhupada has written a short purport. I know you want me to go on for 2 more hours, but just going to read the purport. And I think there's a little prasad for everyone. That's okay. Let's hear the words of Srila Prabhupada. If you'd like, you can look at Prabhupada. He's much more attractive than to look at me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni by his personal example. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or by his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. And this is our movement. Prabhupada's movement is the same movement as Narada Muni. We are meant to distribute everything that Prabhupada has given us. We are meant to distribute to others. We are not hoarders. We are very liberal, Newt. Very liberal. We give everything we can, everything we have, for others, that they may also go back home. Prabhupada was like that. Prabhupada used to say, I want to see how many I can take with me back home, back to Godhead. There you go. That's you. Are you ready to go back home, back to Godhead? Just stay with Prabhupada. Don't get off the boat. Stay in this boat. Takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Prabhupada did that at the age of 70, left India, left Vrindavan. Yes, he was a Brijbasi. He left just to come to the United States of Malechas and Yavanas. Just to give us Krishna consciousness. Not to become rich or famous, but to give us Krishna consciousness. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to Godhead. Krishna Prem told me during the bhajan session, that was Viduradas. He was determined, I am going back to Godhead in this lifetime. When Prabhupada, you can read it, so many letters, Prabhupada is initiating disciples. In almost each and every letter, chant 16 rounds, follow how many principles? Not 3.5, not 3, 4. And you will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Who believes? Yes, we should believe. Just simply doing that. They are conducted by one single desire to go back to Godhead. I think Vidura has achieved it. What do you think? Krishna Prem, Swavas. Those who were here and saw the way he left his world, no doubt he has gone back home, back to Godhead. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord. So this is our business. Right? There's so many businesses out there. Many of you work for these businesses. Right? They all have their slogans, their mottos, their mantras. This is our business. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord. And according to personal capacity, distribute the message for others' welfare. So that's another part. You have to give, give, give to others without motive of material gain. That is Prabhupada's purport to this verse. So let's chant one last time in memory of Vidura and wish him blessings back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone clap and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vidura Dasa Ki, Vidura Dasa Ki, Goa Premanande. Thank you very much. Everyone, please finish this yajna by eating yajna shista, the remnants of food offered to Krishna. I think you will find it very delicious. So they're to go to the prasadam hall. Your prasad is waiting. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.